Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz defeat the Milwaukee Bucks in an incredible game that's capped by a triple bogey. Bojan Bogdanović from the left corner hits the three to win it, and we'll break it all down coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Stop by. Oh, wait. Look what I have, Ron. The night just got better. I have a mudslide cookie for after the game.
One left.
That's right. That's at The Store at 600 South, 20th East. Also here at Gateway. Stop by, get that. Also 900 South and 100 West. The greatest cookie ever. Every time I give it to someone, I had extras today. Gave a few away. You said you're getting yours tomorrow. All right. Let's talk about it, and let's get your comments and your thoughts as the Utah Jazz win it tonight over the Milwaukee Bucks in overtime. Bojan Bogdanović saves the Jazz from, frankly, a terrible 90-second meltdown at the end. Ron, what did you see on that final play?
Well, what I saw was something that the Jazz work on every day. I mean, when you talk about practice, now, this is not an Allen Iverson-type practice. This is the Quinn Snyder practices that you work on everything. And you work on last-second shots. You work on shots with 2 seconds left on the shot, 5 seconds left on the shot. He does all of that in practice. As a matter of fact, they did it this morning. You never know when you're going to have to use that. And so you work on those type of things, and lo and behold, you know, it comes up, and Bojan saves the Jazz from absolutely a meltdown.
The Jazz had this game in control, and then they absolutely kind of did all these – silly things along the way and caused themselves all sorts of major problems in this ball game late. But let's talk about throughout the game what the Jazz did, because the opening of the game was unbelievable with their defense on Giannis Antetokounmpo. He does not get a field goal in the first half of the game. What did the Jazz do there?
Well, their defensive plan was to have Rudy just play the high post there, and then you have two of the Jazz players at the elbow of the free throw line. That would keep Giannis from driving to the basket. They took that away. Every time Giannis tried to drive to the basket, they had two guys in front of him. He'd have to give it up, and he did not score there in the first quarter because of that. Obviously, he made some adjustments there in the second half, but they gave the Jazz a chance to get up 22 in that first half.
All right, so then Giannis puts together the most dominating quarter of his career scoring-wise in the third. The Jazz counter and fight through it, and then the Jazz melt down a little bit late. But the thing that jumps out to me, there's so many things tonight, I don't even know where to start. But Donovan tonight's not good. He goes 8 of 22. He shoots one free throw. He relies on the mid-range, and it doesn't work tonight because the numbers eventually get you. And yet the Jazz win. This team could have never won a game going 8 of 22 from the field, with Donovan going 8 of 22 with 7 turnovers last year.
And that was probably the most important part of the ball game, was when the Milwaukee Bucks ended up, taking a one-point lead or a two-point lead there, and the Jazz were able to survive that and go back up 5, I think, at that point. But I thought that was the most important part of that because, you know, let's face it, the Bucks had the momentum at that time. And the Jazz was able to survive that, take the lead back. But that's what good teams are going to do. They're going to have to do those things in order to win it.
Beat Philadelphia. They beat Milwaukee on back-to-back games at home. Those are big wins. Those are two of the best teams in all the Eastern Conference. The Jazz suddenly sit at 6-3. The Sacramento win is kind of the one you wish you had in the process. If you're 7-2 with only losses against the Clippers and Lakers, the league would be taking notice with a friendly stretch coming up here. These are team-building wins, Ron.
The team-building wins, and they beat a very good team that could be considered a team that's going to come out of the East and get to the NBA Finals. I think they were 3-0 against Western Conference teams going into tonight's game. And one of these Western Conference teams had to go out and beat this team. But this is a very important basketball game now. You have to win these kind of games at home, David, because it's going to be awfully tough out there on the road.
All right, there's a few micro things. There's a few macro things I want to get to. Let's stay micro. The play before Bogdanović's game winner in the corner, Rudy Gobert forces Chris Middleton to not even get the shot off. And, I mean, what a dominating comment out of a defensive player of the year right there. What did Rudy do? What did the Jazz do so well in that play?
Well, let's back that up just a little bit. Now, you heard me when we was talking to Gordon Chiesa about catching and turning back over your right shoulder in order to, that's a much quicker shot. Middleton caught the basketball and had to turn back over his left shoulder, which means he didn't see Rudy. he had to turn back over his left shoulder in order to square the shoulders in order to get the shot off. And he didn't see Rudy there, and all of a sudden Rudy's there, and so he could not get the shot off, so he comes back down with it. If he would have been going over that left shoulder, he probably would have been, had a visual of Rudy and maybe could have done something else.
The bigger picture story is the Milwaukee Bucks came into this as the number one offense in the NBA. Last year they were the number three offense in the NBA. They had a terrible shooting night, okay? But the Jazz held them to below a point of possession. At some point, you're holding someone below a point of possession because they had a bad shooting night, but also because you did some things. And one of the things Jazz did is they, again, allowed an opponent less than 30% of their shots at the rim. The Bucks did not have a single rim shot in the first quarter of tonight's game. They ended up taking 16 threes in the first quarter, which is frankly too many. And then the Jazz answered that. They only allowed them to take 36 by the end of the night. The Bucks shoot 36%, 28% from three. The defense of the Jazz has held their opponents under a point of possession, I think, in five of the nine games so far this year.
So you would say that the defense has now caught up with the offense. Well,
the offense
well.
Hasn't caught up yet.
But the offense has struggled there for the most part. But it's no secret the defense is going to carry this basketball team. But I really think that the offense, once it gets into gear, will really, you know, benefit the defense.
Matt Moon, you don't know about this, but Matt Moon is a guy who comes on every single live show we ever do, and he always asks the same question, will you introduce me to Joe Ingles? Today he just asked, can you introduce me to Bojan Bogdanovic's friend, Joe Ingles? I think Joe Ingles is going to have bruised ribs. Did you see Bogdanovic running at Joe Ingles and the tackle hug he gave him after the game?
Yeah, I saw that, and the whole bench went out there. He's probably going to have bruised ribs everywhere. And then the bucket of water and the water bottles. And I mean, that's very exciting to win a ball game. You mentioned it during the course, during the broadcast. Everyone doesn't get a chance to hit game winners, you know, especially with the clock running out. Just think about, David, when you were in your backyard and you're practicing, you're taking shots and you're counting down one, two, then you take a shot. And then you miss, and
you got to do it again.
But I was fouled.
Oh, wait, we're doing it again. Replay.
Yeah, let's do it again. Yeah. So everyone doesn't get a chance to do that, but that's a very exciting play there.
All right, let's take some of the questions. We've got a huge audience tonight, biggest of the year, obviously. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do this after every game. We super appreciate it. We're live on Locked On Live on Twitch, on Facebook, as well as on YouTube. We're on Locked On Sports on Facebook, as well as on Periscope. So thanks very much for tuning in. Big numbers tonight. Eric Wood says, solid win against a good opponent. Glad we got the win, but wish we would have put them away earlier. Eric, I'm going to say this. There was never a thought you were going to win this game by 20. And at 20, with their shooting percentage, they shot at halftime 22% from the field. This game was going to get down to a possession. You knew it was. The only thing I don't like was the last 90 seconds. Rudy grabs a rebound up 8 with like 90 seconds left and for some unknown reason tries to bring the ball up the floor, turns it over. Then Rudy misses both free throws. Then nobody picks up Bledsoe on the free throw. Then Donovan gets trapped. It was just a disaster late. I do think there might have been – our guys played a lot tonight. Like, our bench is not given a great deal. So 37, 38, 38, 38, and 31. I think our guys might have been tired. And when you're tired, you make mistakes.
Yeah. Four possessions there or four incidents there where the Jazz just did not do the right things. And, fortunately, you know, they were able to overcome that. But that would have been a disaster to lose a ball game that they had, for the most part, controlled, you know, the first half for sure. But you know, Milwaukee's a very good basketball team, and you knew that, you said during the course of the broadcast that they're going to make a run. So these Jazz just have to be ready for it, and they got back in it.
So this is really interesting from Chase Erickson on Facebook. Great contribution. Thank you so much, Chase, because we don't hear the post-game comments. So we said on the broadcast the Jazz today practiced this play with two